moving on, we're staying a bit local. We're moving over to Castledermot. Now, KFM was contacted by a listener as concerns have been raised over the future of the JJ Kavanagh 736 Waterford Dublin bus service, which goes through Castledermot, amid claims the route could be withdrawn. Commuters fear losing a vital direct link to Dublin, with alternative public transport options adding significant travel time. As I was saying, this listener was in touch with us. Ben Griffin, a Castledermot resident, raised the concerns with us here at KFM, and he joins me on the line now. Ben, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you for your airtime.
And as we were saying, there's been concerns raised over the future of this 736 route. There are claims that the route or the stop in Castledermot could be withdrawn. What exactly is going on? Can you give listeners, I suppose, the reasons as to why you contacted us in the first place?
Yes, most certainly. Yes. I was in Carlow last Friday and I was catching the 17:10 service to Dublin, but it comes to Castledermot. And the driver told me he won't be using this for much longer. So I said, why is that? He said, it's been withdrawn. The NTA are imposing restrictions on Kavanagh to ensure that they withdraw the service. And I said, why is that? Local, now, the NTA, according to him, are saying Castledermot is served by 880 local link and JJ Kavanagh doesn't. They don't see any reason why JJ Kavanagh has to serve the route that's already served X amount of times a day by the local link to Nace.
Okay.
So that's what he said. Now, that was the end of what the conversation with him, more or less, that's of interest to me. So over the weekend, I emailed JJ Kavanagh's and I explained that I had been told by the particular bus driver that he says the NTA wish to make Kavanagh's cease operating through Castledermot. And about the next day, an email came back saying, please be assured we will continue to serve Castledermot. Feel free to contact this office at any time. So that was the end of that statement. So about 2 days later, a lady in Castledermot texted me and she said, I have spoken to Kavanagh's, one of Kavanagh's supervisory or management team in their office, and they have told me, yes, Castledermot is going to be ceased. But it was already supposed to be done, but due to some difficulties or dates they couldn't impose, it's been drawn down the line a little bit, but it is going to be stopped. So I emailed back to JJ Kavanagh again after getting that information and told the person that your account of saying that be assured that the 736 will be continued to Castledermot. I've just spoken to another gentleman who says that it is going to be stopped. Now, one of you was not telling the truth. Which one is it? So I haven't heard back from them since.
It seems a bit of a conflict of, you know, one person is saying that the stop is going to be ceased,
yeah.
Another is saying that it is,
yeah,
going to be continuing. And
right,
myself and Daniel Maher on the news team, we've contacted both the NTA and JJ Kavanagh about this as well, trying to get clarity on the Castledermot stop on the route 736. Now, the NTA responded to us saying it is a commercial service. They would recommend contacting the operator directly. Commercial services are operated by private companies under licence, and decisions on their operation,
yeah,
rest with the operator, and this differs from the public service obligation services, which are operated under contract to,
yeah,
the NTA to, yeah, provide,
yeah,
agreed levels of service.
Yeah. Yeah.
And JJ Kavanagh's response to us said, to clarify, we are still operating our Castledermot stop at present. Proposed changes to the route and licence have been temporarily delayed with no timeline in place for when they are likely to change. We got back to them just to clarify if the proposed timetable change that has been postponed, but when it does come into effect, will that cease the operation of the bus stop in Castledermot? And they got back to us in quotes, we have explained as much as we can. Further information will be,
yeah,
available on our website,
yeah,
in due course. So,
yeah,
we're none the wiser really, Ben, in terms,
yeah,
of,
okay,
this bus stop,
yeah,
what's going,
yeah,
to happen. But you've been outlining the impact that if this bus stop, it would to be gone. And again, it's all just hearsay at the moment. There's no confirming or denying whether it will be stopped,
yes,
or not. But,
yes,
you are concerned for, if it were to be taken away, what impact that's going to have on people who use the bus stop, including yourself.
Well, yes, The 880 is of no use to commuters going to Dublin. It arrives in Castledermot on the way to Naas at 7:15 a.m. Gets to Naas about 8:30 at the earliest. You could have a 30-minute wait maximum, possibly, in Naas for the 126 go-ahead. That would get you into Dublin about an hour and 15 minutes later, because that has to go through Kill, Johnstown, Castlewarden, them little villages, before it comes out on the N7 and finishes the journey at Connolly Station. And then, from Connolly Station, you still got to get to wherever you need to go. It could be 10 o'clock, half 10 by the time you arrive at work. And you would have to, and if you were depending on that combined link to get you home, you would need to be leaving it Dublin again, probably at 4 o'clock.
Wow. It's just such a long journey for, yes. I mean, it would add so many hours, as yes. you were saying. I mean, it sounds like 3 hours total just
absolutely.
To get up to, yeah,
that's,
to Dublin.
Yeah. Now, that's the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, now, kind of taking out traffic, yeah, and yeah, if the bus is delayed, stuff like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I also emailed the NTA yesterday and gave them the full outline, and they came back very, very promptly with a standard email like what you got. We do not interfere with private operators, how they run the services, or their fare structure. So they very conveniently included a link for JJ Kavanagh, which was, of course, wasn't really necessary for me. But anyway, they've washed their hands of it.
And
so that driver telling me that the NTA instructing JJ Kavanagh not to serve Castledermot, that wasn't true for a start, because NTA are saying nothing got to do with us.
Mm. It just seems such back and forth. And again, yeah, you have different people, yeah, from the company saying different, yeah, things, really. And I'm sure, yeah, yeah, Ben, you know, you are concerned about this. It's not really any comfort to you not knowing still what exactly is going to happen.
Yeah.
But Ben,
absolutely,
thanks for highlighting this issue, yeah, with us. Again, it's something, yeah, that we are going to be following up with. But that is Ben Griffin, a Castledermot resident, raising concerns over the future of the 736 Waterford to Dublin bus service, which goes through Castledermot, amid those claims that the route or that bus stop could be withdrawn. Ben, we'll stay in touch with yourself if we get any more information from the likes of the NTA or JJ Kavanagh. And we are still, like, opening our lines for JJ Kavanagh or the NTA to respond to us and to provide a statement, anything like that. But just to reiterate, it's not entirely sure whether the Castledermot stop on the 736 route is going to be stopped or not. It just seems to be a lot of hearsay at the moment. But again, we are at KFM are following up with this. We also are opening the lines for the NTA or JJ Kavanagh to send in a statement to ourselves. But a big thanks to Ben Griffin for joining us this morning. And Ben, we'll stay in touch with you, and you can stay in touch with us here at KFM. Do keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. And if you are a user of the 736 Waterford to Dublin bus service, do let us know. Maybe if you have any information as well, do get in touch.